Michelle Pizer is that lady, and she joins me on the program now to talk about those employees or employers who maybe want to avoid being either a nightmare employee when it comes to the boss employing people, or the employee actually going and working for a nightmare boss. Michelle, welcome. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. Now, firstly, what are the most common things to remember if you're an employer looking to employ somebody in a role?
Well, I think that one of the first things you've got to have is an open mind, because a risk is if you just, like, hire a mini-me, someone in your own image, you might end up having a really narrow, you won't get the best decisions. The research shows that if you have diverse teams, you'll make better decisions. So I would be, you always want to hire for someone that you like, because you've got to work with them. So you've got to like them. But then once you actually know that you sort of just like, you sort of get that sense when you're with someone, you make your mind up pretty fast, friend or foe, whether you like them. But then I think what you need to do is once you decide, yep, I like them, I think I could work with them, then have a more structured approach. So have some questions that you know you're going to ask, and ask every candidate the same questions, same words, and in the same order. Because otherwise what we'll do is we'll tweak it and we'll say, oh, you know, when you did X, like you're a bit more casual about it, and you'll make assumptions that make it easier for the candidate to answer. It's all unconscious. We're not aware of it. So we need to not make up our mind before we've gone through those questions. And the other thing that we do, in research they call it triangulation, because I used to be a researcher way back in my, I'm a bit of a nerd. Mm. But what you've got to do is get information from a whole range of sources, because you can't trust just one. And that's why we have cover letters, CVs, interview panels, even assessment centres or work trials. We have reference checks, and, you know, or even psychological profiling. And then we, after we've done all that, you think we get it right, but we still have to have a probation period. Like it's really hard to get it right in terms of what you're looking for, and that's why you need to try all those different approaches and look out for, I guess there's no simple answer. It depends on what you need on the job. But obviously someone who's punctual, you know, appropriately dressed for the kind of organisation you have, they're polite, they're well-prepared, their mobile is switched off. And also, you know, that they'll look you in the eye. And when they shake your hand, they don't give you that death grip or like the wet fish. Like they're sensible about it, and they'll be smile, and you know they'll also be respectful of others when they're describing prior situations or whatever it might be. There's a whole some of it's really common sense, but some of it is having a bit more structure around what you're doing, so that you don't just kind of wing it and trust your gut only.
Now, if you are a proprietor who has a business out there, do you say, and just say it's a business that you are the sole owner of, do you try and involve, say, a little panel of a couple of other people that you might trust, or do you generally advise this person to just go it alone?
I would get a panel. I help out on an interview panel, like for one of my clients, and I'm not the only one he gets in, as someone to have another eye, an independent eye, and someone who thinks, because we'll ask different questions of the interviewer as well when it becomes more free flow, and we just got different perspectives, and we forget to ask things, and I'm a little bit more direct than the people that I've been on the panel with. So I will pick up on, and also very curious, which is a really good quality for an interviewer to have, get curious about why are they telling me that answer? What are they meaning? What else can, asking them to elaborate and ask more open-ended questions. So definitely get a panel, whether it's, even if they don't, like they won't have anyone in there, they must, like if they can even ask a friend who's another business owner or someone who knows them well enough to know what they might need in terms of not just the role and the skills, but just what they're like as a person and whether they think they'd be a good fit. I do think my short answer is yes.
The other thing that I've read is that there is one study that has been found that means that we make our decision about a candidate in the first 10 seconds. Is that right? And then we seek out to confirm our assessment the rest of the time?
Yes, that is the old confirmation bias. And we do it all the time. We do it everywhere. Like you go out and you'll, I go to a coffee shop and I think, do I like that barista or not? Do I want them to make coffee for me? Like, it's as simple as that. We do it all the time. It's actually a way we survive in the world, I think. And that's why we need all these other, like, we need a panel. We need, getting information from different sources and asking the same questions because we have that confirmation bias.
Social media, how big a part does that play?
Well, it's just another part. So I would certainly Google someone, and I'd hope they Googled me before they came for the interview if I'm doing the interview, and because you want people to have done their homework. So I would also, if you're worried about that, I would certainly just check out the major platforms like, I don't know how to do internet spying myself, but I'm sure if I just went onto Facebook and typed in someone's name, unless they're using an alias, LinkedIn, and even, like, I don't know, Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter, all of them, I just have a little look and see what they're doing. And if anything concerns me, I go, would I want that in my, you know, it might just be having fun or it might be something that you'd be concerned about. I actually don't know the law around this though, so I can't really say, but I just know that you'd want to hope that they were sensible on social media.
What about the CVs themselves? Are you inclined to lean towards a handwritten CV, one that is typed? Some people these days are utilising video as part of those CVs. Is there any one way that is more beneficial than another?
I haven't seen a handwritten one in I don't know how many years, but that would be a novel approach. Look, you can't just have a video. That's not going to be enough because I want to read it and I want to see how you write because especially if writing is a component of the job and it is a many job, I want to see how you've laid it out and structured it. And if it's overly long, I think, why can't you make it more succinct? Like, what I would be wanting that for myself. And, but a video, if that's like seeing how they come across, I think it's like a novel idea, but I don't think it's going to get you the gig. I think it would only be an adjunct to an actual written CV, but I'd want one that didn't have gaps in it either, that I'd be going, what was going on there? And it might be a perfectly legitimate thing going on there, but I just want to know. And so otherwise I'd be a bit concerned about that.
What are common mistakes made when hiring? I mean, sometimes people are desperate. They need someone now.
Yeah, well, that's a mistake in and of itself because, you know, as the saying goes, hire slow, fire fast. And so you want to be as planned as much ahead as you can, if possible. I know someone walks or, you know, then you've got to hire fast, but there are temp agencies if you really had to, even though that is more expensive. I think you've just got to take your time as best you can because, yeah, you don't want to be desperate because that actually is so expensive. It's also very disruptive if it's the wrong fit. Then it's going to be very disruptive to any other staff you might have as well. It's also just incredibly expensive, and you lose sleep as the boss anyway over the whole thing. If you can find a better interim measure while you take your time, that's always a better thing to do.
Are you best to look external of your four walls, or are you best to try and empower someone within your four walls?
Well, if there's someone within your four walls who wants to step up and has the, you know, the aptitude, I'd give them a go. Because you could even do it without making it formal if you wanted, like just give them some aspects of the job and see how they go with it. I'm all for that. And
sometimes just giving someone an opportunity, maybe they're just getting a bit stale in the role they've got, and giving them an opportunity to perform another role within the industry or within the building sometimes can freshen them up a bit too.
And we all like them fresher. So I think that is, I agree with you. And one of the things I found too is if you just, people love to do, I mean, we all love to develop and grow, whether it's, it doesn't matter if it's up the hierarchy or not. So those opportunities, I think, are really make someone feel much more welcome and part of the organisation too, if they can see that there's going to be opportunities in the future for them and the boss is open to creating them for them or helping them shine and bring out, you know, work, use their strengths, their superpowers, whatever they may be.
Now, if someone wants to get you involved in employing their next staff member, how do we find you, Michelle?
Well, you can go to my website, which is www.michellepizer.com.au, which is Do I spell it out?
P-I-Z-E-R.
Yep, and Michelle with two L's. And on there, you can. I'm easy to find. There's you can find that there's an email address, there's a phone number. It's pretty straightforward.
Easy. Well, I'm going to find out now who's had a nightmare, because I'm sure there is going to be a few out there that have, on one side of the coin or the other, whether they were employed by a boss who is a nightmare or whether they are an employer and they employed someone who became a nightmare. Thanks very much for your time this afternoon. Really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Michelle Pizer, organisational psychologist and executive coach. 922-1882. There's got to be someone out there, or more than one, I'd suggest, with a story around that particular topic.